Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Adams steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Malone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vernon out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is called out on strikes. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldsberry. The throw from Murray and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Adams reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Murray reaches second base with a double. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierce moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pierce scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Murray and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Allie Clark. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Doby reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.